In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please take your seat.
So a young son was in the kitchen with his mom, and mom asked him to go get a can of soup out of the pantry. Now the pantry was a bit dark, and the little boy was actually kind of scared to go in there. And so mom said, "Don't worry, Jesus will be there with you." So the little boy goes to the pantry door, and he opens the door, and he said, "Hey, Jesus, if you're in there, can you send me some soup?" I know that's a humorous story about a childlike faith, but also I think it's profound in a way. The little boy believed truly that Jesus was present in the darkness and would help him. Really, in our hearts, isn't that what we long for too? That Jesus is there with us in the dark. Today we continue with the series we started a few weeks ago with the bumper sticker, "Attending to what matters most." It's simple but challenging. Are we focusing on the things that matter to God? Or are we consumed by our distractions, like the little boy who was afraid of the dark? So let me ask you this. What is your life really about? If someone could look into your calendar, your bank account, your thoughts, what would they see? Are you storing up security and comfort? Or are you seeking God's kingdom? Jesus told us this morning, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That line invites deep reflection for us. This part of the church year is really focusing on growing in faith. These recent gospel readings have been emotionally rich. Martha anxious about hosting, the rich man hoarding grain. And today Jesus begins with a tender assurance, "Do not be afraid, little flock." We are clearly people prone to fear, but Jesus offers a better way. He really does not want us to be afraid. Looking Luke's gospel alone, we have a number of stories about fear. In chapter 1 of Luke, the angel told Zechariah to not be afraid, that Elizabeth was going to have a son that would have, of course, become John the Baptist. Later in chapter 1, the angel tells Mary to not be afraid, that she's found favor with God. And then in chapter 2, the angels tell the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for you see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all people." Chapter 5, Jesus tells Simon Peter, the fisherman, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching people." Chapter 8, Jairus is pleading for the life of his 12-year-old daughter who is about to die. And Jesus tells Jairus, "Do not be afraid, only believe, and your daughter will be saved." And today we see what happens, little flock, when we are not afraid. God, in his good pleasure, gives us his kingdom. You see, we live in the in-between. We're between Jesus' resurrection and the full arrival of the kingdom. And Jesus' message is simple. Live in trust, not fear. Life focused on the kingdom, not your barns, and not your schedule. So there's really three movements in today's readings. The first is trust in God's promises. Abram was childless, worried, and aging. He questions God, who reaffirms the promise, "Count the stars, so shall your descendants be." Abram believes, and God reckons it as righteousness. This is not certainty, but trust in the unseen, which is what exactly Paul tells us in Hebrews. Faith, Hebrews says, is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Abraham died living as a stranger in the land of promise, trusting in a city whose architect was God. He died not seeing the fulfillment, but believing nonetheless. And God is not ashamed to be called their God. Jesus reassures us, I love this phrase, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you his kingdom. Because of this gift, we can live generously. Remember, Jesus tells us our treasure is in heaven. But also in our gospel reading today, Jesus tells us to be ready, like the servant awaiting the master's return. In Luke, Matthew, Mark, Romans, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Peter, and in Revelations, this theme of being ready is in all of those chapters. We should wait for the knock. But what was the wonderful twist in Jesus' parable? The master returns and serves the servants. That's our God. Not scolding the faithful, but feeding them. Think about that for a second. It's as if we're all working on the Wednesday night community dinner. We're running around making spaghetti. And we walk next door and there's Jesus in an apron serving. That's our God. It's a vision of a heavenly banquet and the astounding generosity of the kingdom. We need to trust in God with our fears. Live generously. Refocus our priorities and live expectantly. So here's your homework for the week. Name one fear and hand it to God in prayer. Do one generous act this week. Give time, money, or just be kind. Reflect on your treasures. Are they temporary or eternal? Practice readiness. Live today as if Christ might knock tonight. Remember the boy in the pantry? He believed Jesus was present in the dark. We chuckled, but maybe he had it right. Jesus is with us. In our fear, in our waiting, in our giving, and at that table. We don't come for soup, but for bread and wine. Signs of the kingdom. Jesus himself meets us, serves us, and said, do not be afraid. Your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. And we can get that by attending to what matters most. Amen.